Dreams. I'm coming straight out. New York, big city of dreams. NYC. Let's go, New York, stand up. What's going on? This is Jay Ellis from the Nick of Time show. Here, give me that Knicks talk just in the nick of time. And guess what, my fellow Knicks fans? The Knicks take game four and beat the 76ers and that dirty bird, Joel Embiid, 97-92. And we did it with what? Defense, all right? Josh Hart didn't play well. Gave you 16 points. Wait, did he give you 16 points in 14 rebounds? 16 points and 14 rebounds. Hartenstein gives you 8 points and 2 assists. DiVincenzo gives you 8 points on the mic. Miles McBride gives you 13 points on the night. But my man, Jalen Brunson gave you 47 points and 10 assists on the night. And my bad, Josh Hart didn't give you 14. Josh Hart actually gave you 4 points and 17 rebounds for Josh Hart. Well, also, let's talk about it. OG Anunoby comes into the clutch with Hartenstein getting 5 fouls, defends Embiid, and gives us 16 points, 14 rebounds, and 3 blocks on the night. Huge game. Huge game for OG Anunoby. The Knicks only shoot 61% from the free throw line, but they out-rebound the 76ers 52-42. But most of all, we get that win. We get that win dirty. We get that win gritty, and we did it defiantly. And, man, we took over. We took over, man, because the New York Knicks, we have a couple of homes now, guys. We have a couple of homes. We got MSG, right? Of course, we got MSG in New York. Then we got MSG2, which I like to call, you know, that spot in Brooklyn where the Nets play. And Brian G, is Philly MSG3, MSG4? What do you want to put that? I don't know. It's in there.
There's a lot of MSGs on the East Coast. Yeah. But I think Philly's like MSG3. I would say MSG3.
MSG3, I don't know, the Wizards is another spot. But the Knicks fans took over. We was in there deep. We heard the MVP chants for Jalen Brunson in that building. And it was a glorious win. It was a great win. It was a gritty win. It was a massively coached game, and we're going to talk about it. The good, the bad, the ugly, but a lot of good. And I told y'all we was going to win this game, man. The last game we lost, I was like, even though we lost, this kind of exposes the 76ers to me. It took a Herculean effort from Joel Embiid to go off, have a career night, from the three-point line. They scored, 43 points in the third quarter last game for them to win. Joel Embiid is going to have to average 50 on the hobble leg to beat us, and he cannot do that. We have pieces. We have offense. We have defense. We have Switch Army Knights on defense. And we have the grit, and we have the heart. Because to me, when I looked at this game, there was a pivotal moment, Ryan, in like that third quarter. When I was looking, and the Knicks were kind of bobbling. And the 76ers had a chance to fight back. And Ryan, they looked nervous. They looked unsure. The ball was going out of bounds. And once I saw that in that third quarter, the end of the third quarter when the Knicks made the push, I was like, oh, they not like that. They not like that. They like to talk to the media. They do that. They talk to the media. They talk tough. But when the pressure is really on and you got to perform, they not like that, Ryan.
Not at all.
And we got that win. So let's get to it. Oh, we got Ebony in the building. So first, I'm gonna get your thoughts on the game because this is a great win. And I love proving these doubters wrong. Yo, Ryan, I'm geeked right now. Do you remember all the talk? Oh, the Knicks. Oh, we want to play them. That's the team we want to play. Yeah. They targeted us. They wanted to play us, Ryan. Is this what you want? We got it for you then. We can come get it. You wanted us. Now deal with us. And that's what? deal with this gentleman sweep. It's 5-1 is coming. 5-1 loaded. I don't see them winning another game. I don't.
Facts. And it's funny because after game three, and of course we were all reasonably upset because Joel Embiid was playing dirty. You know, his dirty play led to Mitchell Robinson getting hurt and things of that nature. And Knicks fans were going off on Twitter and they were basically saying that we need to respond with, you know, fouling Embiid hard or whatever the case may be. And I'm like, nah, if you pay attention to that game, there's a reason why Embiid was playing dirty the way he was playing. There's a reason why he was losing his cool in the first quarter and things of that nature.
Mm.
Because the Knicks' tough play was breaking them.
Mm.
They were breaking them mentally.
Mm.
And I was like, the Knicks did not need to retaliate on Embiid for those dirty plays. All the Knicks had to do was continue to play hard, continue to play with effort, continue to play with intensity, and the Knicks were going to break them. And that's what they did. They broke them in game four and got the win. And yes, Brunson, MVP of the game.
MVP! MVP! MVP!
He dropped 47, but there's other MVPs of this game as well. First and foremost, I got to shout out Tom Thibodeau. The coach.
Yes, sir. Adjustments.
The adjustments he made.
Adjustments.
When Hardenstein had the foul trouble were amazing. Because we were here thinking that, oh, damn, you know, what are we going to do? Because Precious is going to be on Embiid, and Embiid can overpower Precious and things of that nature. What does Tom Thibodeau do? No, we're going to use Precious, but we're going to push him on Tobias Harris.
Mm.
What we're going to do is put OG on Embiid, and OG made it difficult for Embiid to score in the fourth quarter. Another thing as well, another MVP play of this game was, I'm talking this play, the end of the third quarter, because the game was getting close. The Knicks were down by two. And the Knicks, on that last possession, out-rebounded the Philadelphia 76ers, crashed the boards, and then Brunson ended up getting that and one. Mm. To get the Knicks a one-point lead going into the fourth quarter. That's when I knew, I was like, Knicks going to get this
Knicks
game.
Knicks going to get this one.
One. That play told me right there, the Knicks are going to get that game. And then even though Josh Hart did not have a good game today offensively, that block on Batum, the item at the rim, I was like, yo, the
get
defense.
That week out of here, Ryan. Get it out of here.
The Knicks held the Sixers without a field goal for the last 5 minutes of the game. Locked down defensively. Just straight jail. Locked them up.
Held them to 16 points in the fourth quarter. 16 exactly. Points. Defensive masterclass.
Exactly. And I have to give Thibs his flaws as well, because in the beginning of the game, we've been complaining all series. Why is OG on Maxey? That's not a good matchup for OG. What does Thibs do? He starts off with Josh Hart on Maxey.
Big
and
move.
OG off of Maxey and having guard Tobias Harris, which I thought was a better matchup. And look, Maxey only had 23 points today. And I think off of 8 of 21 shooting from the field. Right then and there, you slow down Maxey from the beginning. Embiid couldn't get it going. Guys that killed us the last game, like, for example, Cameron Payne had 11 points last game. He only gets 5. The Sixers bench, only 6 points total. So the Knicks did what they had to do. They came to the arena in Philly, punched Philly in the mouth.
Yes.
And got took game four.
Got that W. Maxey, 8 from 21, 38% from the field. Joel Embiid, 7 of 19, 36% from the field. When you cut off the heads of the snake, is nothing left to do but for that snake to die, and the snakes die today. All right? Ebony, are you still in Philly? I didn't know you was in Philly. Was you at the game?
I was at the watch party.
Oh, yo, I didn't know that. I thought you was like, you're back in Brooklyn and chilling. I didn't know you were still in Philly. That's crazy.
Nah, I had to come up here because we got dogs. That's all.
That's what's up. I'd be like, oh, she had the watch party chilling. Otherwise, I would have hit you. But I was, oh, man. So what's up, yo? How was the vibe at the watch party in Philly, man? Because Knicks fans was in there deep.
Everybody's good. You know, it was loud in there. I thought I would come out here and be a little less loud, but it's not.
Appreciate it. You good. The sound is perfect. We don't,
we don't hear anything but you. As long as you can hear us, we good money.
All right, cool. I was just coming up. I couldn't do two games in a row. I was in Philly last game, and it was a vibe. Like, we were just running into Knicks fan after Knicks fan after Knicks fan after Knicks fan. It was really crazy. We went on a bus to go to a tailgate right in front of their stadium. Like, so their energy wasn't the same as they portraying on social media. It was very, very. It was it looked like a home game vibe. Definitely home game vibes.
Felt like.
I'm talking about let's go Knicks vibes. Going down the corridor, their stadium. Like, crazy. Let's go. Back Jalen Brunson. Like, it was crazy. So today it sounds crazy again. They had John Starks on the bus, the train, taking the train to the game. So that's what's up.
So what were your thoughts on the game, MV?
I just think that we played our game. I thought last game Philly beat us at our own game. They allowed everybody. They were timely. You had Cameron Payne being timely. You had Tobias chipping in. Kelly chipped in. Everybody chipped in. So you either have to choose. You have to choose with these players. Are you going to let them be scorers or facilitators? They can't be both. And I think that's what we did better of today. It's just not letting them do both. We didn't allow everybody to get into the game, and we made timely stops, and they pissed off Jalen Brunson. You know how I feel about
my girl is here. I was watching the game with my girl. When Embiid hit Jalen Brunson in the mouth with the forearm, I was like, oh, it's over. We won. I was like, it's over. Like, the one thing you do what I want to do is piss off a pit bull in Jalen Brunson. And once he got hit in the mouth, he was jawing at Embiid and every play for like 5 minutes. And I was like, oh, wow. I was like, yo, watch this, babe. This is a bucket. Cool cash. Boom, cash. I was like, oh, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. You woke up the dragon. 47 points, sentences, says Jalen Brunson, man. Woo. Oh man! All right.
I had mentioned. Yeah, I knew he was gonna do the part. It was just I didn't want him to get too, you know, hero ballish. You know, where you're the only one that keeps touching the ball kind of things, and then when you need other people to come through, they kind of iced out.
Right.
But I liked his balance today. It was better today. It definitely was.
Yeah.
I like Precious' aggressiveness today. I had mentioned before we had the game, the series had even started, that I saw a video clips of a Toronto fan saying how we had two Embiid, people that play Embiid very well.
Mm-hmm. Like,
very, very, very well. Sorry. Very, very, very well. So, and Precious and OG. So when Mitch went down, I'm like, okay, oh, Precious probably wouldn't have got any chance to show anything. But that could be another added ripple in our team, which is why this team is so special, because we can throw different looks at you.
Yeah.
You could put your OG who plays your three and he's guarding the five. Or you could put Precious who plays sometimes and he can guard you, MVP type caliber player. And then if you mix in it, maybe if you even threw in Sims, who knows? But I think with Sims is about discipline. He's not just there yet. You know how Mitch had to get that of not just jumping at everything or trying to block everything. I think that's probably Sims' issue. But once he gets that down, he's going to be a force himself.
Yeah. I agree.
It's just you see Deuce, you see the work ethic again. We were calling about how he had a major impact in that last game when his little five minutes. He had a crazy impact. If he had a jump shot, he would be able to stay on the floor. Well, Deuce got a jump shot, y'all.
Mm-hmm. I thought they should have found them more in the fourth quarter, to be honest with you. But we still came out with their win. We still came out with the win. Especially Josh, but I want to touch on a few things. I want to get into the details of a few things. So we talked a little bit about OG. We talked a little bit about Precious, but shout out to Ebony was talking about Hartenstein behind the scenes in the group chat, and she was like, "Yo, Jay, I don't like how Hartenstein guards Berger." And the discussion was, well, you know, Ebony, I feel like if the refs didn't call the ticky-tack calls, he would be fine. Now, I'm going to give Ebony some props here because the first half, Hartenstein played pretty well defensively. But I felt like he was more disciplined in that first half. And on top of that, you know, I could see by the first half, the restaurant wasn't on that BS like they was the last game. Because they was getting, MB was getting a lot of marginal contact calls the first game. Like, if he initiated any contact, he would call the ball. He would call a foul. First half, that wasn't happening. Second half, though, you can see the difference in how you're supposed to guard MB when you compare Hartenstein to OG. And where Hartenstein is messing up is he's getting too handsy. He's getting too handsy. Embiid, he watches Chris Paul. First thing Hartenstein does when he plays Embiid, he gets his hands in his chest. He gets his hands in this area. And what Embiid does, swipe through. He'll swipe through every time. And if your hand is there already, he's going to run into your hand, fill his arms, and now he's going to the foul line. You can't do that. That's why you saw Hartenstein had, what, 5 fouls in the third quarter. And my bad, Edmund, you said he wasn't good at guarding perimeter. He showed me the lack of discipline when he got caught the same way 5 times in the span of like 6 minutes. OG, when he played, he made sure his hands was up. His hands was up. His base was low. He wasn't getting bullied. And he didn't get any foul. I don't think he got a foul in the fourth quarter at all.
He got one late.
Oh, he got one late. My bad. Well, he got one late.
Just one.
But the hand checking, the I'm trying to lob the ball away, all that stuff, he didn't get caught or any of those ticky-tack fouls from Embiid. And OG's discipline and is a big reason why we won this game. And, of course, the versatility. He is probably the most versatile wing defender in the NBA. Probably would get a defensive player of the year if he was actually not injured the entire year. But we can talk about Brunson a little bit later, but without OG Anunoby's brilliance defensively, this game was not won. That, as much as it hurt, the RJ Barrett, Emmanuel Quickley trade for OG Anunoby and Precious Achiuwa saved us this game. That trade saved us this game for sure.
Yeah, all facts, man. Like, it's not even just the fact that OG stepped in and guarded Embiid and was able to slow him down and did a good job on him. It's the fact that he was aggressive offensively as well, because those 16 points that he scored, the Knicks needed every single bit of those 16 points today to win this game. And the fact he was aggressive offensively and defensively, he did a job on Embiid. Now, I don't think OG can, you know, do a full game of guarding Embiid, but at least the Knicks know they have that in their back pocket where if they need to stop Embiid for a stretch, you could put OG on him to try and slow him down. But yeah, OG was major today. And besides Brunson, like, OG was, for me, the second MVP of this game, just due to his play on both sides of the ball. And not just that, the fact that he grabbed 14 rebounds.
Yes.
Killed the defensive boards. OG is, besides Brunson, the main reason why the Knicks won this game.
Agreed. And just the fact that he didn't have to chase Maxey around and he was able to just play Tobias Harris, it stopped all the Tobias Harris post-ups. We didn't see that today. We see no Tobias Harris post-ups when he was kind of getting going that way. We didn't see that today at all. The rebounding output was tremendous because he didn't have to chase Maxey around. Also, we saw some OG at the five. Like, we saw Embiid have to guard OG and come out a little bit. This game kind of makes me, you know, maybe we have the ability to play smaller, longer, bring Embiid out, make things even tougher for the 76ers. This game with Embiid at the five and Precious at the four, that might be something to experiment with. Because you see, you can bring Embiid out more. Precious, his defensive abilities gets to shine more because he's off ball blocking shots. And not only is he off ball blocking shots, he's off ball blocking Embiid and not fouling. And then he's quick enough to roam on Maxey to get switched on Maxey. Like that lineup that won us the game that held the Sixers in 16 points in the fourth quarter of Brunson, McBride, Josh Hart, Precious, and OG, it's way faster. We don't have the size really, but it doesn't really matter that we don't have the size because Embiid is so hobbled. That we can get to the loose balls with our athleticism, and then we can guard Maxey a lot more efficiently.
Yeah.
So we might not have to start with that lineup, but at some time, I think we might have accidentally struck gold just because of the situation we're in. We might have to go back to that.
Yeah, most definitely, because I think with that lineup, and it was kind of funny because we were talking in the chat, you know, earlier before the game, and, you know, Ed, you know, pretty much mentioned that, you know, we have to make Embiid move more, you know, on both sides of the ball, and that's exactly what the Knicks did today. Like, Brunson attacked him on the pick and roll often and made Embiid have to move on defense, so it's like he doesn't have no rest time on defense. He's like, you know, he's always moving on the defensive side of the ball. And in the fourth quarter, when OG started to guard Embiid, OG was forcing Embiid to actually put the ball on the floor and have to actually create something as opposed to just standing there shooting the ball. So I like the fact that the Knicks, like, I'm the fact that the Knicks actually try to take advantage of Embiid being hobbled and testing him on both sides of the ball. And I think that was major in this game as well.
I agree. And just the speed, just like Maxey kills us on the speed with those pick and rolls. Josh Hart, extremely fast. Precious, agile. McBride, agile. So we cover both bases. We cover the rebounding bases with OG and Josh Hart, and we cover the speed bases so Maxey can't kill us. Like that lineup can be a secret weapon death lineup when we want to put them away. And then you have Jalen Brunson, who's playing probably the best defense he's had in this series today. Maybe he's just inspired by what was going on in that fourth quarter, and maybe he's just inspired by the fact that Joel Embiid hit him in the mouth, and he's like, "Oh no, not today, son, not today, not on my watch." Maybe that inspired him. I need Embiid to hit Brunson in the mouth.
Bro, you're so stupid. With that is because he watched films. Jalen Brunson watched film. When I rewatched the game, one thing I noticed a lot with Jalen Brunson was they were given a lane and he was feeding into it. He was feeding into it and they were allowing him. So they were trading two for threes. Today, he didn't. Every time he got beat, he didn't take the shot. He kicked it out. He would kick it out. He would do other things. Because he watches film. Like, that's why, yeah, granted, everybody has a bad game. So we could talk about, you know, bad games. We could criticize things of that nature. But again, there's a difference between criticizing and bashing. And we can't blindly follow somebody either. You get what I mean? Like, you can't just because he's good all this time. He can't do no wrong in your eyes.
I agree.
That's not it.
I agree.
So it is a point. Yes, he had a good game, but it was, I counted multiple times of nobody else touching the basketball last game. And it ices out people. And that's not really our game. So today, Jalen Brunson was supreme and just mixing it up, getting his, getting others involved, not always taking a shot when he got free to get other people shots. And that just keeps the defense on toes. But I love the grit and the grime. And again, I got the utmost confidence in this guy. Like, I've never felt so confident to play on my team in my life before. So, yes, he will. Sometimes it happens, but the fact that he can bounce back, that's can't ask for more.
I agree. Nah, you hit the nail on the head with that, Ebony. And I'll say to everybody who watches the KOT show, because there's people, like, I still remember there's people who stopped watching the program because we was criticizing RJ. I still remember it. Like, I can be a fan of somebody and still criticize. So Brunson, as good as he is, he is the best. He's probably gonna go down in the history book as one of the best Knicks to ever wear a uniform. Like, for sure. Doesn't mean we can't criticize him. And I agree with you, Ebony. there were a couple of shots the prior game where I felt like, man, you should have maybe passed that ball, especially because I felt like the team was actually going where you could afford to pass the ball and get other people's shots the last game. But this game, to me, he damn near played it perfectly. Like, he damn near played it perfectly. Like, I can't, there might be like one, maybe like one pass or one shot where I was like, oh, maybe we should have shot that. But he pretty much ran the hell at that game, for sure. For sure. So salute to Jalen Brunson, who set a franchise record, 47 points and 10 assists. This man, he's going in the Raptors, man. He's going in the Raptors. And I know people try to compare him to Carmelo Anthony and Patrick Ewing and all these other Knick greats. It's still too early. It's still too early. But what I will say, with more wins like this, with more series wins, with more playoff accolades, it's coming. It's absolutely coming. So congrats to Jalen Brunson. Congrats to the Knicks. We did our thing, man. We got this win. We got this win. So shout out to Jalen Brunson. And Josh Hart, too, man. Josh Hart.
What did I say, Jay?
Josh Hart.
What did I say, though?
Can't sleep on this, man. You can't. He shot horribly today, Ed. He shot horribly today, Ed. And it wasn't for the lack of trying. Listen, the man got into the tooth of Joel Embiid multiple times and missed tough layups. I'll take those. I get it. You got a guy who's 7 foot tall on top of you. You're not going to hit those layups all the time. I get it. Yes. The 3-point shots are falling. It was a little bit frustrating, but he took the shots. All right. He took the shots. He stayed aggressive. And he killed them on the boards. He absolutely murdered them on the boards. And defensively, the block on Batum, like my man Ryan G said, was one of the most nastiest blocks in the playoffs. Josh Hart was an animal defensively, man. He might as well have been playing center. Because I feel like there was multiple plays where the 76ers got to the rim and Josh Hart or OG Anunoby just was like, nah. Nah, we not having that. And Precious Achiuwa too. It was like, nah, there's nothing happening at this rim. Don't just think because we don't have Mitchell Robinson and Hartenstein that it's free reign at the rim. Yeah, we are still shutting stuff down.
Knicks in five. Let's go, Knicks.
Let's go, Knicks. Knicks in five, Knicks. Damn it.
Let's go, Knicks.
Josh Hart defense is phenomenal. Now, Josh, I made mention of how these 76ers got scared. You missed 2 free throws in the fourth quarter. I still remember that, Josh. I said, you can't. We could have won the game about 5 seconds earlier. But you gave us a heart attack. And missed 2 free throws in the fourth quarter with like 27 seconds left. You can't do that. But Josh Hart, still.
Great game. I told y'all his impact would be felt in the playoffs. Like, that's what he does. That's what he does. He's just an adrenaline player, somebody that scoring is not all he's about. But he's going to do everything, all the little things, whether it's diving for the ball, you know, trying to deflect it, whatever it is, mm-hmm. he's going to do it. And he does it to maximum effort. So when it's playoff and that adrenaline is going through you, those type of players always thrive, like because the adrenaline helps more. So, and now you locked into a player. You know who your opponent is. You know that there is no tomorrow. So you can just go all out. And that's what Josh Hart does. And the Villanova players in themselves, just that mentality they have, is just a certain underdog. And it kind of reminds me of my playing days. Like, that's why, again, I love this team so much, because it feels similar. Like, being an underdog, people doubting you. And then you showing them time and time that if you work as a team, what you think was basketball is not basketball. You get what I mean?
I agree.
I've been like, it feels so good. Hold on, y'all. I got people beeping. I'm sorry.
You're good. You're good. It's not that bad. You good.
Yeah.
It's not. I'm glad. Sound crazy in my ears though. But it's just that we find a way in all kinds of ways. And I was in these in the social media streets getting killed. I'm like, we could be like Detroit Pistons, and hey, I got so much flack and this and this and that. I'm like, yo, if you can get 10 from here, 10 from here, 8 rebounds from here, you're good. You don't need one superstar, because we see with how that works. That's a, it, I can we can we kill the death of the superstar teams?
Yeah, they man, I'm good. I'm good.
Super teams look a little different now. Listen. They look like Minnesota. They look like OKC. Those look like super teams to me. Listen, you know, they look like us. They look like us.
Nah, listen. I already see Devin Booker over there looking crazy, struggling. Now the Mitchell looking at the calf, struggling. I'm cool. Yeah. I am cool with our team.
I'm done. I've been done wishing upon a star, because, again, you don't need a bunch of stars. You just need a bunch of players to star in their role.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have.
Elite role players.
Exactly.
Elite role players. What role player is going to get average give you 5 triple doubles in the regular season? Josh Hart. What role player who's 6'4" is going to give you 17 rebounds today and out rebound the entire 76er team? Josh Hart, elite role players on his team for sure. And
yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh, and Dante, I was getting on him. You know, I was like, maybe we have to play Deuce more this game, right? Mm-hmm. But even him, he came through with timely buckets again.
Yep. Third quarter.
Timely defensive plays, timely three-pointers, you know, timely plays. So as long as we can get timely from multiple different people, we always got a shot.
Yeah, and the thing about Dante is he can stink. But then he'll get like one wide open three, and you're like, uh-oh. And I'll tell you, I was watching with my girl. I was like, yo, why? I was like, you see that one three? You see that? It's like, watch this. Bang, another three. Bang, another three. I was like, uh-oh, you woke up the demon. Devo started to go off. We needed it because truthfully, that first quarter, we were only down because we wasn't missing shots. I felt like we got a lot of good shots that we missed. Jalen Brunson was carrying a team. Josh Hart was missing layups. DiVincenzo didn't even score in the first half. And I felt like we were just missing shots. That and that on top of Kyle Lowry be doing his dumb antics, and he be getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
The foul that he – refs, let's have a chat, refs. Y'all were fining people for flopping at the beginning of the season. Kyle Lowry literally saw Jalen Brunson trip over Joel Embiid's leg and then purposely trips over him and shoots a three and gets 3 free throws?
Bruh.
What are we doing right now?
That was dead ass my bruh pick, and that on top of Adam Silver, because I don't know if I'm gonna be here for bruh pick. But if I'm not, I need to tell it right real quick. Adam Silver, I had to get it out for ruining the game that I love. Because you say that you're going to call flops, you say that you're going to get rid of the people that made a mockery of the game, but then that lasts for maybe 2 months in the beginning, and then we don't see it again. You get what I'm saying? Like that's an emphasis for the first 2 months of the season, and then we don't see it no more. Like,
I agree.
I knew he didn't care about the integrity of the game when he took away that take foul. A take foul is a good defensive play.
I agree.
It is.
That's a good defensive play. Why would I let you go Showtime?
I agree.
Why? So you penalizing me for being smart? Come on, because you want to see highlight dunks. That ain't basketball.
I'm not even mad at the take foul. I'm not even mad at it anymore. I'm not even mad, to be honest with you. But the fouling and the flopping gets ridiculous.
You don't think it's frustrating watching them, Jay?
The take fouls?
The game. Yeah, with the flopping and
the flopping is ridiculous.
Yeah, the flopping is crazy.
The flopping is ridiculous. I'm not mad. I'm not mad at the getting rid of the take fouls and stopping the fast breaks. by like I'm not mad at getting rid of the take files. The flopping though is be getting a little bit ridiculous sometimes.
But Jay, that's a smart foul. That's what they tell you to do. No easy layups. You hear me saying no easy bucket. So if you're in a transition and I foul you, how are you penalizing me for being quick on my feet?
No, I agree. Uh-huh. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. I don't mind it. I just don't mind.
You're probably arguing for another day. I mean, I can see both sides when it comes to the take file.
I don't mind it. I just want to take Lowry out the game, and I'm gonna be happy when he goes to Cancun soon because he's going to Cancun. All right.
Nah, according to Charles, it's Galveston.
Oh yeah, that's for the Pelicans. Galveston.
Yeah. Yeah, they going to Galveston soon, so you'll get your boat ready. Start that up. That gentleman sweep, boy. That gentleman sweep is coming. Hold on. I'm gonna join the conversation. Salute to the chat, because I know I've been so hyped. I haven't even acknowledged the chat. Crazy. 133 people in the chat. If you like the show, hit that like and subscribe. We're here after every game, talking Knicks basketball, giving you the X's and O's, the emotion, everything in between. All right. So shout out to G Robinson, the Eurekan. Shout out to Nick Yak, Jay Boogie, yeah. Shout out to Jay Boogie in the building. Oh, shoot. Damn it. Do I have Jay Boogie and Ebony have a song out? Damn it. Did I load it up? I gotta play that. Damn it. Can I load it up though? Let me see. I might have to take a minute to do that. Shout out to Jay Boogie. Shout out to New Eurekan. Shout out to A Train. Shout out to We Survived 100 People.
I got somebody else that want to say shout out. Shout out to King D's. Wait, hello, you at?
Hey, shout out to y'all, man.
Let's yeah.
Jay Ellis, what's up, man? We needed that win. Let's fucking go. Brunson countered with 47.
Well, I can't see you. What the hell I'm doing?
Oh, I think you got to hold it.
Oh, there we go.
Brunson countered with 47. You know, Joel got that 50 piece. We get him back with the 4-7. We close it out at home, man. Let's fucking go. Queen, love you.
All right. I should just have Queen just go around and ask people's opinion of the game real quick. Anybody else want to talk in the building in Philly? Come ahead and do that, man. Go ahead and do that. What's your thoughts on the game, man? Woman on the
For
street.
Real, nah, it was good vibe, though. Definitely good vibe.
All right, cool. All right. Anything else I want to talk about, man?
No, shout out to the chat, like you were saying. I'm sorry, y'all. We out here, people trying to say later. I'm out in the front. That's why I got my mask, because I don't trust people. But you know, we out here.
Yeah.
We out here.
Discord link is open, by the way. Discord link is open if anybody want to say anything. Yo, can you post the Discord link, Fritz?
Yeah, it's posted.
It's posted? Can I pin it? Do you have the ability to pin, Fritz? Let's see. Oh, it is posted. All right. Fritz posted the Discord link. If anybody wants to say anything about the game or the Knicks or the excitement or whatever, click that link at the top and you can chat and talk some Knicks basketball. Jay Boogie and Ebony made a song. And it had me dying as soon as I heard it. I was dying laughing.
Especially the ad-libs.
I'm not sure if the sound is going to be right. I'm going to try to download it. Hopefully it doesn't sound crazy. So y'all can hear it. Please let it sound good. Let's see. How am I going to do this? I feel like I waited too late to do it. I'm not sure if I can do it right now. No, this is the perfect time.
it would have been like the perfect like celebration music, yo.
You know what? Hold on. I think I found a workaround. Okay, you know what? It might not be sad. Okay, you know what? I got you. I play on my laptop, not my home computer. Then I think I'm good to go.
Get the tunes busting.
Yeah. All right, here we go. I got you. All right. World premiere. All right. We got a new song on our new song alert. Shout out to Jay Boogie the Closer, who's in the chat. got a new song with our girl Ebony. I'm about to play it for you. Real quick.
J Boogie, we facing a lot of doubters.
So Ebony, first lady of KOT, what you saying?
It's us against the world.
Flex bombs, flex bombs.
All I see is that traffic for the playoffs. I'm wearing a June jacket. The best fans anywhere, we stay rocking. This my 4-point play, my Larry Johnson. The true definition of getting subs. When the two sheet ain't getting no love. We know a cat from college known as teammates. Now the lead podcast and some roommates. For the league, whoever wanna collide. That new commercial that told you I'm the vibe. Shout out to Mr. Rose, the plan working from the ESPN with these bars. I'm Kendrick Perkins. Every game, the squad, we just go hard. Coach Kid, challenger, new dog. Fly balls the best. The Nick Cannon from the Bronx, Queens, Manhattan, Staten, to Brooklyn. New York City, we can see outside. My name is Ben, where you at?
No Diddy.
Yo, E, you crazy for that.
Yeah. new shit. Shout out to Jay Boogie for having our girl Ebony on the track. And shout out to Ebony. When I first heard it, I fell out of my chair laughing, yo.
Yeah, that was fun. It was fun. My rap debut. My musical debut. It was fun.
Absolutely, yo. Absolutely.
But I don't know. I think I'm going to drop off because I got to go see you later to everybody. And I don't know if it's going to be super loud. But if y'all want to take a walk into the Diamantes where the after party is, still some folks in there.
All right, as long as no music, because if there's music, I might get flagged.
Oh yeah, I think they playing the music.
All right. If you gotta go, it's cool. I'll end it with Ryan G. If you can't stay. I appreciate you coming out here for the breakdown.
The facts.
No problem. I could have missed 2 playoff games in a row.
Yeah, we need access to those. But yeah,
for real.
Shout out to Ebony, man. She was like, he shouldn't be doing the perimeter. You called it. I need to listen to Ebony. My bad, Ebony. You was right. IR got cooked on the perimeter.
I bit too heavy.
I think he come back better. He come back with it.
He come back better. OG, train him up. Train him up, OG.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Just gotta move the feet. Don't use the hands. Just move the feet.
Move the feet. That's it.
Yeah, getting 5 fouls in one quarter, kind of crazy, man.
Super crazy. Super. All right. So let's get to it then. I don't see anybody's in the Discord right now, but we can get to the next part of the show, which is called the Bruh Picks. Yeah. Bruh Picks are usually the worst plays of the game. Sometimes not even about this game. It could be any game. And sometimes it could just be whatever happened during the day or the week. That you want to point out and say, this is stupid, this is dumb, this is idiotic. I'm giving it a
bruh.
So let's talk about it, Ryan G. What are your bro picks for today? I know you got a couple. You usually do.
One bro pick goes to the NBA and the refs, because it's kind of crazy to me how they referee games. Like, I get it. You know, superstar players, you want to get preferential treatment to, because those are the guys that bringing the money, those are the guys that bring the viewers and things of that nature. But how can you justify not throwing out Joel Embiid for literally taking Mitchell Robinson out of the air by his legs and throwing him down and call that a flagrant one? But yet I'm watching the Suns and the Timberwolves and Gobert goes up for what looks like a dunk. Okogie comes in from behind trying to, and you can tell Okogie's not trying to hurt Gobert.
Yeah.
He's trying to make a basketball
play. This is a basketball play.
And he tries to block him. And then unfortunately he hits like Gobert, like the neck, like head area. And you throw him out for a flagrant two. And the dude actually makes a basketball play. But yet Embiid, who does not make a basketball play, grabs Mitchell Robinson out of the air by his legs, throws him down against a flagrant one. And I'm like, come on, NBA. Like, what are we really doing here? Like, yeah, I understand you want to protect your superstars and keep them in the games, but it's like, come on. A flagrant two is a flagrant two. Like if dude commits a non-basketball player and does something that can actually hurt a player,
yeah,
he should be thrown out. It doesn't matter whether he's a superstar or a regular role player. It shouldn't matter.
Bruh.
I agree, man. Unfortunately, the NBA is a business and they run it such. People pay to see superstars. So for a superstar, if a superstar knows the game, they probably would create the most egregious flagrant fouls in the first quarter because that is the least likely time to do it where you're not going to be kicked out of the game. So he played the game. They won the game, but they're about to lose the war. They're about to lose the war still. They're about to lose the war still.
Exactly. And then to me, it's like by them doing that, it sets a dangerous precedent because they're lucky that the Knicks are not a dirty team where it's like, you know what, they're just gonna, you know, move on from that, go into game four, be mentally tough and just play physical and just play, you know, clean basketball in the fourth game and go into Philly and win that next game. If the Knicks was actually a dirty team, by you allowing that, the Knicks could have easily retaliated, and then all of a sudden you have a melee where it's like both teams are fighting.
Yo.
Just because you're doing the right thing by setting the tone and be like, okay, you cannot do this, and kick that player out the game.
Nah, for real. Seriously, yo, know what's funny about all that? Watching Knicks fans talk about which dirty player they wanted to come to the Knicks next season. The cons to stop that from happening. That's a little, yo, we need to get Draymond Green on the squad. Yo, we need to trade for Isaiah Stewart. imagine Isaiah Stewart being on the team and that thing happened.
Love. Oh, it would be crazy. It would be crazy. He would have been trying to fight the whole Sixers team.
Yeah. I was like, Isaiah Stewart, you know what? I'm open to it.
Oh, man. And my other bro pick, I feel like this is going to be a daily bro pick for me until this series is over, but it goes to Sixers fans because I'm on social media and these Sixers fans come up with the most egregious stuff to try to defend Joel Embiid. And I'm just like, yo, how can y'all not just be objective and be like, yo, he did a dirty play and he probably should have got ejected from the game. But no, they're trying to pull everything out their ass to try to defend Joel Embiid. I'm just like, yo. I'm like, but then again, it's like they Philly fans. Like, I can't expect much from them. I mean, these are the same fans that booed Santa Claus when he came out on the field for the Philadelphia Eagles. So I mean, yo, I can't even, like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, I can't expect better from that fan base anyway.
Yeah, I entertain it a little bit, but when it's like a back and forth that I know it's not going to win, I'm going to win. I just kind of result to trolling afterwards. I don't even like fight with logic. I just like send memes and shit.
Exactly. And I'm like, yo, and I'm like, Philly fans got such a dirty history because they have a history of like booing, of like cheering players when they get hurt and all that crap. And I'm just like, yo, I'm like, at this point, I'm just like, I'm not even going to try to even argue with Philly fans. So I'm like, yo,
I don't argue with Philly fans.
Our fan base is crap anyway. So it's like, it don't even make sense.
And y'all going to lose. I was like, Aaron was mad hyped. Oh, y'all crying. I was like, y'all don't realize. You kind of got exposed. Even though y'all won, Embiid had to score 50 and have a career high from three in the playoffs for y'all to win by 11. That's not good.
It's not.
That's not a good sign. So, congratulations. That one win was cute. It was real cute, and I hope you enjoyed it.
And not to mention, the first two games the Knicks won, Brunson didn't even play well those games, and the Knicks still beat him the first two games in New York.
I'm like, do y'all realize he scored 50 and Brunson is back to normal? You're screwed. You're screwed because top to bottom, if you look, compare the Knicks team to the 76ers team, we flat out have better role players. Better, more versatile role players. Y'all biggest offseason acquisition was Buddy Hield.
Bruh.
He didn't even play today. He didn't even play. Y'all in trouble. And the best part of this win is going to be spinning the block, Ryan. It's going to be spinning the block. What? Yep. The best part of this win is spinning the block because, woo, ESPN. Oh, man, the Knicks, they need to avoid the 76ers. Why did they win that game? Oh, my God. Why did they beat Chicago? They should be trying to avoid the 76ers. They don't have a chance. Nah, they should be avoiding us.
Facts.
We beat them in the regular season. We beat them when they had their full squad. We had that. We're the number two seed, even though we were missing three out of our five starting five players in the team. We got that. We have the most versatile defenders on our team. That's us. They have a hobbled MVP on their squad. Our MVP is cooking. They should be scared of us.
Facts.
And the fact of the matter is, what's the word? Their overconfidence was their downfall from the jump. Because they came into game one thinking things was sweet and got smacked. And then lost game two and were in denial about how bad their team really was. We should have won those two games. We should be up. What's your excuse this game? Mitch not playing. Bojan Bogdanovic played 2 seconds before y'all injured him. What's your excuse now? What is it? ESPN, all those guys that talk about, oh, the Knicks should avoid their 76ers. What do you got to say now? Becky Hammon, oh, Brunson's not a 1A. Now he's scoring 47 points and 10 assists in a playoff game at this intensity. What are you saying now? All that crow tastes real good. Eat it all up. Eat the crow.
Facts.
Yeah.
Not to mention Embiid almost injured Josh Hart today, too, because on that one play when he stepped on Josh Hart's ankle and knee when he was on the ground.
Exactly. Exactly. So, Knicks fans, dance in the street. Dance in the street. Enjoy this win because they doubted us. They kept doubting us. They kept doubting us. And we kept telling them, y'all don't want that smoke like y'all claim y'all do. Y'all don't want the smoke like y'all claim y'all do.
Nah. And you know what I love most about this, too? Because even before game four played, and they were talking to Tom Thibodeau about Embiid's dirty plays. And Embiid, I think he told Bondy, like, to name out the different, you know, dirty plays that Embiid did during the game. And when Dibs was like responding, he basically said that, you know, they love to play physical. Well, we don't mind physical. And sure enough, the Knicks came in game four and they definitely don't mind physical and wanted it more than the Sixers and took their damn heart in game four.
Absolutely. Took their damn heart in game four. Absolutely. So I'm happy, man. This is a great win. This is a great win. Great post game. I'm ready to, what's Dave Chappelle said? Wrap it up, B. It's time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
It's time to wrap it up, B. We got things to do. We got to let Mitch heal. We got to let Bogey get better. We got to wrap it up so you can prepare for who we play. Probably the Pacers. Huh?
Probably the Pacers.
All the Pacers. All the Pacers. Oh, I'm getting ready to change my profile picture to Wally Szczerbiak because I stand with you, Wally. I never thought you was wrong. I never did. I never did, Wally. And just get ready for this Pacers so we can get to this ECF. Let's get it. Let's get it, man. Line them up. Line them up. Line them up. All right, yo. Shout out to Sandman. Shout out to Sadal Barry. Shout out to D Ross. Shout out to Picks with Timmy. It's time to end the show, man. It's time to end it. Great show. Great show, Ryan G. Ryan, you let me know where they can find you, man.
You can find me on Twitter at Ryan G K O T. You can also find me on Instagram at Sir G is chilling.
Sir G is chilling.
That's S I R G is C H I L L I N.
All right, cool. You can find us at the KOT show on Twitter, the Nick of Time show on Instagram, and the Nick of Time show on Facebook as well. All right, find us there, and also find us next post game because we're gonna be there. We're gonna be here popping our stuff, and I'll be off even on Triller spinning the block on Sixers fans who was talking smack. I'm probably gonna be doing that. Probably do that for the next half hour or so.
Definitely spin the block.
And I'm gonna go in my comment section for the game we lost. I'm gonna spin the block on them. So don't mind me. If you see me on Twitter trolling people, don't mind me. Don't mind me. All right. All right, cool. That's the show. Shout out Gregory Lee. I see you. Glamour Knicks, I see you. Shaquan, I see you, man. That's the show. We out of here. And as always,
shout out the World Wide West. Everywhere we go, we leave a worldwide mess.
It's a mess out here. It's a shambles in Philadelphia right now. Shambles, man. That's the show.
Facts. Taking over their whole city.
We out of here.
Peace.
F the Liberty Bell.
York, New York, big city of dreams.
I'm coming straight out.
New York, New York, big city of dreams.
NYC.